Radio 3.
This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and in high-definition sound online. It's 11:15, time for Jazz Lineup with Julian Joseph.
On today's show, highlights of a special concert set recorded at the highly regarded Scarborough Jazz Festival. Last year, the seaside town played host to the orchestra of emerging band leader and composer Tommy Evans. He's originally a drummer, but now his chosen instrument is the big band, and later on in the show, we'll be featuring his Green Seagull Suite. Staying with the drums, we start things off with Tom Bancroft and his collaboration with pianist Tom Corley and bass player Per Zanussi. He calls it Trio Red. First hello to Last Goodbye from Trio Red, Scottish-based drummer Tom Bancroft's new project with bassist Per Zanussi and London stalwart Tom Corley on the piano. The album is out now on the Interrupto music label, and it sees Bancroft bringing his open-minded unstuffiness to the trio format. And staying in the open-minded arena, tenor saxophonist Trish Clues follows up her debut album, where she continues the textural development of her compositional ear, adding improvising string quartet to the quartet of Chris Montague on guitar, Callum Gourlay on bass, and the ubiquitous James Madryn on drums. Clues is a saxophonist in the tradition of Andy Shepherd and teacher Ian Ballamy. On the composition Green Circle, her use of guitar reveals shades of Mark Turner's textural approach. This is Green Circle. Thank you. The tenor sax of Trish Clues from her new album on Basho called And in the Nighttime She Is There. Chris Montague is on guitar, Callum Gawley on the bass, and James Madron on the drums. On this recording, Clues continues to search and investigate compositionally and engages the talents of pianist-producer Gwilym Simcock and Thomas Gould's improvising string quartet. Her music definitely holds the attention and is looking for its own space. And In the Nighttime She Is There is out on Basho Records. Well, back to our old friends at Edition Records. They launched saxophonist Marius Nassette to the British public last year. And this year he teams up with tuba player, or tubist, as he's referred to, Daniel Herskedal. They met while studying at the Rhythmic Conservatoire in Copenhagen, and for this album they investigate folk and classical sounds of Scandinavia with some jazz inflection. The album is called Neck of the Woods, and here are two pieces that show off their collaboration. The first is the gentle title track, Neck of the Woods, followed by the meditative groove-based Dragon's Eye.
Thank you.
Two of Scandinavia's finest, tubist Daniel Herskedal and saxophonist Marius Nasset with Dragon's Eye. Before that, we heard the title track, Neck of the Woods. Their new album is out now on the Edition label and pairs two composing improvisers and added texture of the Svanholm singers. It makes for a spiritual and calming Scandinavian sound. This is Jazz Lineup with me, Julian Joseph, on BBC Radio 3, on FM, online and on digital radio. Time now for our concert set tonight, and it comes from bandleader Tommy Evans, who directs his orchestra in a performance of his Green Seagull Suite. Evans draws inspiration for this composition from the life of his uncle, David Partridge, and has sculpted pieces reflecting Partridge's philosophies through the events of his life. The Marsden Jazz Festival originally commissioned the piece, and we'll hear highlights from part one of a composition conceived in two larger parts, each made up of five smaller movements. Tommy Evans has recently come onto the scene as a drummer and bandleader, and is instinctive and insightful in his ability to utilize his compositional vocabulary and experience to keep his music engaging with his 12-piece orchestra. The nine instrumentalists are Matt Roberts and Simon Beddoe on trumpet and flugelhorn, Russell Henderson is on alto and tenor saxophones. Simon Kaler's on flute, soprano and tenor saxophones. Rob Mitchell is on tenor and baritone saxophones. Nick Tyson is on guitar. Jameel Sheriff is on piano. Dave Kane is on bass and Chris Wright is on the drums. Added to that are three vocalists, and that's Carrie Nygaard-Blevick, Ruby Wood and Anna Stott. Recorded at the Scarborough Jazz Festival at the Spa on Sunday the 25th of September last year, here is the Tommy Evans Orchestra and highlights from part one of his Green Seagull Suite, and they start with Per Mare Per Tarum, which translates to By Sea, By Land.
We'll be right back. Thank you. door. Orange street light stained city night air. A true church we find here. Your love, oh, 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 oh.
Thank you.
The Tommy Evans Orchestra and Seatbelt from part one of the Green Seagull Suite. Jazz Lineup will bring highlights from part two of the suite in the coming weeks. And Jazz Lineup will be out and about at this year's 10th anniversary celebrations at Scarborough Jazz Festival, as well as recording a special edition of the show with Claire Martin, featuring the Peter James Trio, Gareth Williams and Dave Green, and Alan Barnes. Ticket information is available via the link on the Jazz Lineup page, and as well as Scarborough Jazz Festival to look forward to. In the second weekend of October every year, the Pennine Village of Marsden awakens for their jazz festival. From Friday the 12th to Sunday the 14th, Marsden Jazz Festival celebrate their 21st year with almost 80 events scheduled. The festival also features the New Stream program with young up-and-coming musicians including Shabaka Hutchings, Tom Challenger's Ma Trio, and Collider. And talking of Collider, they're featured on tomorrow night's Jazz on 3, presented by Kevin Legendre. So let's hear a little bit from them. Collider, the band from Leeds, made up from members of the Leeds Improvised Music Association. The drum and sax come from Trio VD, that's Chris Busey and Chris Sharkey, and they're teamed up with Matthew Bourne on piano and the bassist Dave Kane. So listen out for them on Jazz on 3 tomorrow. And you can catch them live between the 12th and the 14th of October at the Marsden Jazz Festival. And for more information, just check out the Jazz Lineup page. This is Jazz Lineup with me, Julian Joseph, on BBC Radio 3, on FM, online, and on digital radio. Earlier in the year, we had the luscious Melodie Gardot on the show to talk about her latest recording, The Absence. She releases her second single from the heavily Latin-flavoured album, and this is Mira.
The felicidad that I hold in my heart is a pretty good start for us two. And if in the world there were only tristes, I would find happiness in the blues. Mira, look at what you do to me. Mira, look at all the fantasy. Mira, this is such a lovely way to grieve. In all that I've seen, all the love that I need is the love that reminds me of you. In every smile is a trace of the joy that I feel like a sweet morning dew. Mira, look at what you do to me. Mira, look at all the fantasy. Mira, this is such a lovely way to please. Mira, look at what you do to me. Mira, look at all the fancy. Mira, this is such a lovely way to be something missing. Cada día que creo que sea, te recuerdo a añorando un momento de encontrarte y volver a besarte para darte un regalo perfecto. Ay, delirio de sentirte en mis brazos, recreando los momentos pasados en tu cuarto, un hotel estrellado donde fuimos un regalo.
Melody Gardeau and Mira from her excellent album The Absence, and don't forget to look out for her at this year's London Jazz Festival. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Just Out is the new album from Branford Marsalis. It's called 4MFs Playing Tunes and is the first album featuring the young drummer Justin Faulkner, who's been Jeff Tane Watt's replacement for the last 2 years. Over that time, the band has been adjusting and growing, and the new album is an enthralling and exciting feast for the ears. Here they are on a composition from the bassist Eric Rivas called Bruise. Thank you. refreshing sound of the Branford Marsalis Quartet, with Joey Calderazzo on piano, Eric Rivas on the bass, Justin Faulkner on drums, and the great Branford Marsalis on soprano saxophone. The album is called 4MFs Playing Tunes and is an excellent listen and out now on the Marsalis Music label. Well, that's almost it for today's edition of Jazz Lineup. Next week, I'll be introducing music from Alan Shipton's Buck Clayton Legacy Band, recorded at the Gateshead International Jazz Festival. I'll sign off tonight with keyboardist and composer Jon Balker, who, after the band Oslo 13, created the Magnetic North Orchestra and a compilation CD spanning three albums from 1993 to 2001, celebrates the work of this contemporary orchestra. The album is fittingly called Magnetic Works 1993 to 2001 and is out now on the ECM label. This is Solarized from me, Julian Joseph. Till next time, bye-bye.
I'm John Shea, and welcome to another edition of Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. You can hear Beethoven's Archduke Piano Trio in the second hour this morning after today's opening concert from Lugano. Andrei Boreko conducts the Orchestra della Svizzera Italiana in Mendelssohn's Scottish Symphony, and before that there's the Oboe Concerto by Martinu. They begin with a Haydn symphony, which probably isn't quite as early as its number suggests. Number 26 in D minor is subtitled Lamentazione, apparently because of its references to a play about Christ's passion, which the Esterhazy audience would have known well. Among them are plainsong melodies from the play in the first movement, and one related to the lamentations of Jeremiah in the second. Of all the Haydn symphonies, none is more telling in its violent expression, none more fundamentally emotional and therefore romantic in conception. So said H.C. Robbins Landon of the three-movement Symphony No. 26 in D minor, subtitled Lamentazione. Like Richard Strauss, Bohuslav Martinu wrote his oboe concerto late in life at the request of a particular player. The Orchestra della Svizzera Italiana's principal oboist, Marco Schiavone, steps out to play it here.